Now, I hope you're not in the middle of your morning tea because the topic we're about to discuss might put you off a bit. Just to ease you in, the technical term for our discussion is anthropodermic bibliopagy. The layman's term is the practice of covering books in human skin. Now, the thought of human leather might be repulsive to contemporary society, but you might be surprised to know that the technique was quite common in the 17th century. In fact, the skin of the convicted, the vanquished, and the destitute was often used to bind books, and many of those books are now housed in some of the world's most prestigious libraries, including Harvard and Brown University libraries, and Australia's National Library. It turns out that the skin-clad book called, it's a funny old title, The Poetical Works of Rogers, Campbell, J. Montgomery, Lamb and Kirk White, published in Paris in 1829 as part of the National Collection. Well, Melbourne writer Mary Rose Cascelli, who's long been researching and contemplating the meaning of skin, recently flew up to Canberra to take a first-hand look at the rare book, and she joins us now in the studio to tell us about it. Mary Rose, welcome to the book show.
Thank you, Ramona.
What's this skin-clad book in Canberra look like?
It looks unremarkable when you first see it. It's about the size of a standard paperback. It's quite a slim volume. The colour of the binding is a kind of a dirty fawn, and it has little flecks of what I assume are pigment, so freckles, things like that. It has a gold margin imprinted onto the cover. And to handle it, I was expecting when I first to handle it that that's when I would get my shock, something that was bound in human skin. But it's kind of finely textured, like it's a fine grain but quite textured. But when you open it, the first thing you see is this penciled writing just says, bound in human skin. And that was the moment when I saw the writing that made me go, this is bound in somebody's hide.
It's a funny old book to be bound in someone's hide, because I looked at Google Books and I had to look at the poetical works of Rogers, Campbell, J. Montgomery, Lamb and Kirk White.
Yes.
Sort of not very well-known, strange group of poets.
No, Charles Lamb was a, that name was familiar to me, but they were contemporaries of Byron, but second-tier poets, yes. I would say.
So one has to ask why one would need or want to bound that particular book in human skin.
I think perhaps someone just had access to it. Often books that I had come across, they were either related to the cover in some way, so that it might have been an account of a murder trial that was bound in the murderer's skin, or it might have been a book on anatomy. The book in the Wellcome Library in London is a book on gynecology, and it's bound in a woman's skin that a doctor who had, I think, had come across, dissected this woman's body at a morgue, had taken some skin and bound his book in her skin.
Now, what does that mean about the state of his mind at the time?
I think there was a bit of an idea about a hierarchy of people, so that perhaps the destitute, the insane, the criminal weren't quite as human as an eminent surgeon, perhaps, and that there's a certain inevitability. If you skin someone for whatever reason, then you tan that bit of leather, and that bit of leather is hanging around, well, we might make use of it. And so I came, there's a book
like that old song, Tan My Hide When I'm Dead, Fred.
Well, yeah.
There it is hanging on the shed.
May as well make use of it. Because there's a book in the in a library in Exeter, I think the Westbury Library, of Milton's poetry bound in a criminal skin, George Cudmore, and it had actually been lying, the criminal was executed like some decades before the book was actually bound. So someone had kept this leather, and I guess at some point, may as well. I don't know. May as well use that.
I had a look and found that at the where are we? Harvard, I think, library. There's an inscription on the last page of a book which says, "The binding of this book is all that remains of my dear friend, Jonas Wright, who was flayed alive by the Wavuma." And apparently the Wavuma appears to be an African tribe, possibly in current Zimbabwe. "On the fourth day of August, 1632, King Bitesa did give me the book, it being one of poor Jonas's chief possessions." together with ample of his skin to bind it. So this is Paul. This man was flayed alive, and the chief gave this book that he was obviously carrying around.
Yeah,
one of his favourite books. But I'm not sure if he thought it was that good that he would have his skin covering it happily. So what's the process of doing it?
Well, I think it's fairly standard what you do with any skinning any animal. In fact, I mean, I mentioned in the article that I wrote about there was a quote from a binder who wrote in this trade journal called the Footwear Organizer saying that, you know, man skin, and I love that term man skin. It's something that's kind of like Kipling-esque to me. It sounds like something Shah the Tiger would say. But man skin must be saturated for several days in a strong solution of alum, Roman vitriol and common salt, dried in the shade and dressed in ordinary fashion. And I actually came across an article, I think it was in 2003, about a man who had parts of his father's skin preserved. His father had cancer and on diagnosis had several large tattoos done and willed that his tattoos be preserved. And so his son found a taxidermist who was willing and able to take the tattoos off his father's corpse, and then he found a tanner who was willing to tan them. So I think we are just animals. So
yeah, as you say, some people actually volunteer for it. There was that The Binding of the Highwayman, narrative of the life of James Allen, alias George Walton,
yes.
The Confessions of a Highwayman, bound in the author's own skin. That's something good. The cover bears the inscription, in Latin, which means this book is this book by Walton, bound in his own skin. Now, apparently facing the gallows, he specified that a copy of his memoir be bound in his own skin and given to John A. Fenow, a man whom Walton had attempted to rob on the Massachusetts Turnpike. Fenow had impressed Walton by bravely resisting the robbery attempt, weathering the gunshot wound and assisting in bringing Walton to justice. So after Walton's execution, the book was delivered to Fenow and his ancestors eventually donated it to the Boston Athenaeum, where it remains today.
Yes, and I love that story, just, you know, that he felt that he should reward this plucky gentleman who stood up to him, but also, you know, felt confident enough in his own worth that he would bind his story in his own skin.
Well, it's funny, you know, this, the idea of your memoir being your heart and soul.
Yes.
And you may as well bind it in your own skin as well.
Yes. And I do love that story too about in Dard Hunter's autobiography, My Life with Paper, where the young widow comes to him with this, you know, these eulogies she wants presented in a book of her husband, you know, to commemorate her husband, and pulling out this, you know, this fine-grained leather and saying, well, this is what I want you to bind his eulogies in, and it being her husband's skin.
So where did this interest in skin come from, your own interest?
It is just, I was looking for a topic to write about. I wanted to, and I had been contemplating things about the body and skin. I just started with skin and I started to research skin and eventually, and I was actually thinking, oh, you know, hair, skin, blood, bone, but when I started with skin, there was so much to talk about. Even, I mean, books banning human skin notwithstanding, just things like blushing and skin and disease and tickling, there was so much, and tattoos, there was so many places to go. So, but books bound in human skin are kind of the epitome because, well, it's writing, writing a book about skin and having a book that is bound in skin. So, well, there's an obvious, connection, parallel, whatever.
So, skin, I suppose, when, you know, books were actually written on vellum, calf skin.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's a very ancient practice, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it is. And the idea that skin is our boundary. It's where we stop and the rest of the world begins. And to have it as a binding of a book, I just I like that the connections and the dissonances that it creates when you think about those two things.
So what are you writing a big book about skin?
I'm working on a manuscript about skin, yes.
And what sort of, it'll cover all of these topics?
Yes.
Well, Mary Rose Cascali, thanks for coming into the book show today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure,
Ramona. With your horrible story. Mary Rose is the co-author of The End of Charity, which in 2006 won the Ironmonger Award for Writing on Public Issues. She co-authored the book with Nick Francis, and it's published by Allen & Unwin. Her essay on books bound by human skin, titled Of Human Bondage, is published in this week's Australian Literary Review, and we'll put a link to the ALR on our website, which is abc.net.au/rn/bookshow. I'm Ramona Koval on The Book Show on ABC Radio National.